Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. Today, the U.S. Veterans Affairs Secretary, Dr. David Shulkin, pays a visit to the Edith Norris Rogers Memorial Veterans Hospital in Bedford. Dr. Shulkin plans to discuss new initiatives and his top priorities, which include modernizing the healthcare delivery system, improving efficiency, and suicide prevention. The secretary will be touring a facility that is under investigation. According to a report in the Boston Globe, a patient, 68-year-old Vietnam veteran, died after the nurse's aide assigned to monitor him every hour did not do so and instead was playing video games on her computer. Many patients and their families have complained about substandard care in Bedford. Dr. Shulkin, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So what do you want to accomplish on this visit?
What I want to do is I want to go and speak to the staff directly, speak to the leadership at Bedford, and talk to some of the whistleblowers and hear directly about what their concerns are, because what we're trying to do with me as secretary is to make sure that the problems that are there are being addressed quickly and decisively.
Members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation are accompanying you on your visit. They've called on you to act quickly to improve care at the facility. What will you say to them?
This is an opportunity for all of us to hear the information together and to learn this firsthand. And what I'm trying to do is to work in a bipartisan way to address the problems of the VA. What we know is that the employee that was involved in this case is no longer at the VA, that we are not going to allow people to remain in the VA who have deviated from accepted professional standards. And we know that there are some other serious issues that have been brought up by staff, by veterans and their families that we have to address. Part of it is making sure that we have the right leadership team in place at that medical center.
Well, right. The delegation is asking for a permanent director at the Bedford VA. The facility's had three acting directors in 2 years. What is the status of your search for a permanent director?
What we're going to be doing is talking about that process, and it's my goal to get a permanent director in place as soon as possible. Right now, we have an acting director who is very experienced, but she is not looking to remain there permanently. She's come in to try to stabilize the situation, but that's not a replacement for finding a permanent director, and we're going to need to do that as quickly as possible.
In a letter to you last month, Congressman Moulton did point out that the VA Inspector General has at least two investigations underway involving the Bedford VA. There's the criminal investigation about identifying systemic failings that may have been involved with the death of that 68-year-old patient. And he references another investigation regarding drug dealing by a ring of employees and patients at the Bedford Hospital. What can you tell us about that?
The Inspector General is still in the process of doing their investigations, and as soon as they have a conclusion or report to share with us, then that will allow us to make any actions or disciplinary actions that are possible.
The problems at Bedford seem to be part of systemic problems at the VA. And as much as dealing with individual employees solves some problems, there's still a larger problem of systems. How are you addressing that?
I'm not aware that any of the issues that have been brought up at the Bedford VA are systemic issues. Certainly not aware of drug dealing that's going across the VA. Wherever we do find those situations, which can on occasion occur, we are going to deal with them decisively and quickly.
Secretary Shulkin, it seems that veterans and the military, Gold Star families, have been newly reinserted into culture wars. How does that affect your job?
My most important part of my job is to focus on what's the right thing for veterans and their families and not to allow veteran issues to be politicized. And so I've worked very hard to make sure that all of our problems and solutions are addressed in a bipartisan fashion.
Secretary Shulkin, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Dr. David Shulkin is the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is 90.9 WBUR.